This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
You ever get confused? Bilhah, Zilpah, which one was Rachel's, which one was Leah's? Can't remember. Was Bilhah Rachel's, was Bilhah Leah's? So here's a mnemonic you'll never forget, and something very important on this week's parsha. Parak Ches Pasuk Tes. Eretz Asher Lo Yivmis Kenus Toicha Ba'alechem Lo Yisechsar Koel Ba. Eretz Asher Avoneha Varzel Umehara Tachsoiv Nechoshes. A land that its stones are iron and its mountains you can hewn out copper. Well, says the Chida in the name of Rabbeinu Avraham, we know the Chida scanned and traveled to many of the great libraries in Europe. He had a photographic memory and he was able to memorize many of the manuscripts that he saw there. And one of the manuscripts that the Chida was privileged to read and memorize was the Chidushim of Rabbeinu Ephraim, one of the Rishonim of Ashkenaz. Well, quotes the Chida, Rabbeinu Ephraim, and whose merit do we have Eretz Yisrael? Of course, the Avos. Avoneha, Varzel, Umehareha, Tachtsoiv, Roshei Tevois, Avos. And of course, the Imahis, Barzel, Bilhah, Rachel, Zilpah, Leah. So first of all, we have a mnemonic to remember all the Imahis. But this mnemonic also helps me remember who does Bilhah belong to, who does Zilpah. Bilhah belongs to Rachel, Beis Reish, and Zilpah belongs to Leah, Barzel. By the way, I once saw the Chassam Sofer says that's why Mitzrayim was called the Kor HaBarzel, the furnace of Barzel, those who emanated from the Imahis, Bilhah, Rachel, Zilpah, Leah. Wishing everyone an amazing Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.